Canned Classics.
Your punishment cost me more severe. I'm Garth's recommend.
The fire shall rise.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the In The Dark podcast. Oh yeah, my name's Johnny. The other two aren't here right now. For a long time now, we've been talking about Batman, right? And Batman released a couple weeks ago and people are watching it right now. But we thought we'd release everything we've talked about that I've cut out of the Batman things. So, hope you enjoy it. It's our regular chatty stuff as well, you know, stupidness. But there is quite a lot of speculation that we made before the film, and then also we've got the clips for after when we finish watching the film. So anyway, hope you enjoy it, have some fun, and keep everyone safe. So it all started on the first podcast. We were talking about Disney, and then we talked about the Lone Ranger film. Here's Robin.
I must admit, I never thought I would say this, but I think I'll be looking forward to a Lone Ranger movie. I think there could be something that done well.
It depends if they're going to do it in the Disney way, or light and happy.
I don't think they could.
Or if they were going to do it in a sadistic, kind of dark way.
I think it's going to be a mixture between two. I think it might be Batman of Weston's. Because when you actually read, because Dynamite, they're an independent comic publisher, they did a Lone Ranger series, which I picked up every now and again. And that was really good. And they played it more as his family died. He's out for revenge, justice. He's basically just Batman with guns and a horse.
I'd like to see Batman on a horse, actually.
Yeah,
I think that'd be interesting. Batman on a horse.
No.
No, I mean the concept
of
Batman.
He-Man on a tiger.
Oh, God, don't.
They did that. That's what the cartoon used to have. They used to have I can't remember what the tiger was called now, but yeah.
Batman on a horse.
Did they call it Bat Horse?
No, really.
Well, they should just make a character.
That's even worse.
Horse,
that's even worse
horse.
Than. That's even worse. Yeah,
horse boy.
That's even worse. That's even worse than George Clooney being Batman and having hard nipples.
It is worse as the bat shark repellent.
Horse boy.
What's that?
You've never seen that, have you?
No.
It's a spray can of bat shark repellent in the bat copter. Adam
oh,
West.
Is that from the West days?
That's 1960s. Yeah, that's how bad it got.
Yeah, I think there's a good thing about them ones, which is that it's so far-fetched and stupid that it's good in that way.
What works for it is camp as fuck. It's sort of, it committed to campiness, so it all works for it. Although I can't really watch it, to be quite honest with you.
I have to say, I like the 60s...
Yeah,
the Batman from the 60s.
In fact, the film that I saw a while ago, It was like where they'd... I think that was like they were saving people. They saved all of the like world governors or something. And they all had them in a room. And I think the Joker changed them into dust. Or someone changed them into dust. And then they took all the dust back to the Bat Labs. And then the Bat Cave, rather. And then they'd mixed up some of the dust or something, and then by the time they got them back to the tables and then like rehydrated them and stuff, and they changed back into people. I think the Russian man was speaking German, and then they were all speaking different languages.
Right, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
How about that for fucked up Batman 60s?
Yeah, so, I don't think Christopher Nolan's going to go down this route with the next film. Something tells me
he's not going to make a new Batman.
No, I mean after Dark Knight Rises.
No, oh yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard what they're planning to do afterwards?
No.
I'm quite excited by this news. I don't know if they're going ahead of it, but there was a rumour that they were going to actually make a new TV series. And no, don't do that. Don't make that face, because what they plan to do is sort of like Gotham CSI, which would work, because you have...
Well, who would be Batman then?
I don't know, that's the thing. But I imagine they'll find someone. And what you do is you play it as in Batman... the best detective that ever was, because that's what he is, the comic books. He is the greatest detective.
Okay.
Are they going to make it in Nolan style then?
Yeah, I think the plan is they're going to make it ultra serious. It'd be like the Sherlock Holmes episodes from the BBC.
Oh.
Which would work. And that would work.
That would work.
That would work for the character, because you just have Sherlock Holmes in an awesome bat costume just looking around, just fighting crime.
Would it have these long episodes then as well? 90-minute episodes?
That would be awesome. Hour-long episodes. That's what they were talking about.
That is cool. Really cool.
I like that concept. And the whole idea, why they brought it back, they thought about doing this because they thought this would be the only way they can bring back the Joker without...
Ooh, I wouldn't know if I would bring back the Joker.
Problem is, you're going to have to.
You're going to have to, yeah.
And how many versions of the Joker have there been? I mean, there's been Cecil
Jack
Romero
Nicholson.
In the original Batman series. There's been, Jack Nicholson, who I hated. There's been Mark Hamilton, who is my favourite version of the Joker from the Batman animated. He does all the games and stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some other people in other cartoons and other games who also played the Joker.
And there was Heath Ledger.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of people who've done it. So Heath Ledger, he brought something new to the character, but he's not the character.
No.
So, I mean, let's put it this way. Heath Ledger was a good performance, but to me, the Joker will always be Mark Hamill.
But there is a high standard now for the Joker.
I don't know. Look, problem is, for me, Mark Hamill set that standard years ago.
Did you see the Joker blogs? You seen the Joker blogs?
Oh, yeah, I have, actually. They
I thought
really
they were
good.
Quite good, yeah.
Yeah, that was really creative. I quite enjoy that. Just if you don't know, on YouTube, there's some people who made something called the Joker blog. So it's basically what they... It's set after The Dark Knight, and it was called The Joker in Arkham.
Mm.
Talking to Dr. Harley Quinn, who, in the comic books and the animated series, was the Joker's girlfriend. And her backstory was, she was a psychologist working at Arkham, who her idea was...
Arkham Asylum, wasn't it? Yeah.
She was going to make a lot of money by writing a tell-all book about the Joker. However...
Oh, wait, it would be cool to make a Joker film.
No, I don't think you could do it. It's too much crazy. You need to balance it out.
You can have Batman in there as well, but that would be cool.
The problem with the Joker is too much of him, and you're just like, that's too much crazy. You need Batman to balance it out. Because that's what Batman is.
Because you'd have to, if you were going to follow the Joker in a film, although I like the sound of it, you'd kind of have to have somehow...
Yeah, you need Batman in there as well.
The Joker needs challenging, and you need to be on the Joker's side as well, don't you? You're not going to watch it because you
don't
want to
be
in
the development of the character.
No, you don't want to be on his side. You have to sort of like him because he's a bit crazy. But at the same time, you've got to be... A bit, but you have to be scared shitless of him at the same time because you don't know what the fuck is he going to do next.
Unless they made two films... One following the Joker and one following Batman, which ended up with the same ending.
I don't think they could do that. I think it's too much. I like The Dark Knight. I like how they did it. But what I loved about The Dark Knight, and they do this in all the great Batman Joker stories, if you ask me, they more or less, they've done the classic story, which is Batman and the Joker are two sides of the same coin.
They are.
You can't have one without the other.
Mm.
And it's somewhat Alan Moore, who is... You know, I realise I'm the only one who knows who Alan Moore is. He was probably the greatest comic book writer ever lived. He wrote great books like V for Vendetta before they turned that into a horrible movie.
Oh.
No, the V for Vendetta, great comic book, horrible movie. Watchmen, he wrote that, which is probably the greatest comic book ever made. Not the best film ever made, but greatest comic book. And also, he wrote a little short story called The Killing Joke, which is basically the Joker going on a rampage. And the whole idea, he shoots Barbara Gordon, who is the daughter of Commissioner Gordon in the comic books, and also she was Batgirl.
Batgirl?
Yeah, Batgirl.
Oh yeah, right. I've read about
Batgirl.
Yeah, and what happened is, in that story, she gets shot and paralysed. And that is funny enough, this is the one-shot book, this is nothing to do with the continuity of the story, but for the comic book, for years afterwards, she remained in a wheelchair. So I'll give DC credit for that. They kept that quite faithful.
The other thing as well, what else did DC make?
All sorts of stuff. Superman, Green Lantern, The Flash.
Why have they not converged with them? Sorry, in tweets. Why have they not made Batman, no, the Joker, sorry, get involved with Superman?
Well, in the films.
Anything.
That wouldn't work.
They have done it in the comic book before, but... It doesn't really work because what the hell can the Joker do to Superman?
Yeah.
It's like there's no comparison. It's like Superman can beat all.
Although I read on the internet, which I don't know if it's true, but there were some ideas years ago to make Batman and Superman film.
Oh, no, don't.
Batman versus Superman.
I can't say.
It was a comic book, Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, World Finest is a very old comic book. I think they've done a reimagined version called Batman Superman.
Yeah.
Problem is, it doesn't really work because what's going to happen all the time? It's going to be like, Superman's like, oh, you play too rough, and Batman's going to be like, fucking schoolboy.
Wait,
because that's the point. They hate. They don't like each other because they work very differently.
Marvel Comics got the Avengers, right?
Yeah, Avengers.
There is a DC Comics version.
Justice League.
Justice League, exactly. And are they going to make the Justice League?
It would be a mistake if they do. And I'll say that.
They have a weird link I'm going to link to as well. Is Green Hornet was once a TV show series made by the production company, the Batman, original 60s Batman film program. And in one episode, while Green Hornet is... saving is in an episode saving someone. Batman and Robin show up.
Okay.
And they're on the side of a building and they have a chat with each other and then carrying on. And again, I think there's legs in Green Hornet. I really think that there is more to go with that.
That actually is Green Hornet comic books on sale. Mm. I know they have made one. I know Kevin Smith, who's probably my favourite director ever, wrote a screenplay for the Green Hornet. And originally, what's going to happen, it wasn't going to be Seth Rogen who was going to make it. It was going to be Kevin Smith.
Mm.
But he backed out.
But I think it was also Seth Rogen's whole story and everything that Seth Rogen and like his... I can't remember who else did it, but yeah, they were going to all make... Well, they're the ones who ended up writing it.
Yeah, they ended up writing and directing it. And fair play to know. I haven't seen it, but I heard it's good.
It's really good.
So, but my point is, Dynamite does a lot of good stuff, actually. Have released Kevin Smith's version of... Yeah, I keep playing with the microphone. released his version of The Green Hornet. While it was going to be his movie, and they turned into a comic book. Well, it's actually quite a good idea, if you ask me. It gets a bit more leg out the script.
But even still, although it was a comedy, there's good moments in it.
Fair enough.
Like, good serious moments in it and stuff.
To be honest, I haven't really had much exposure to the character, to be quite honest, so I can't really judge.
Mm.
I mean, ask me...
if you want to borrow it, I've got it at home, so...
Fair enough. It's like, if you ask me about anyone's portrayal of Batman, I could tell you about it because I love Batman.
I'll bring it to Witchwood if we can do
that
plan.
We can project
plan.
It.
If we can do that plan, yeah.
What is Witchwood?
Witchwood.
Edit it out.
Witchwood is the Witchwood Festival, and we're all going to be there from this weekend, which I'm guessing this podcast will be out by then.
With any luck.
So it's in one way or another, either Mixcloud or whatever. SoundCloud,
iTunes. I'm hoping iTunes. I think iTunes is the best way to go.
But yeah, if this all comes out, then yeah, we'll be at Winterwood FM by that time. Festival, and we're doing Winterwood FM, which we're going to be... Witchwood FM, sorry. Which... Is it Winch or Witch?
Witchwood.
It is Witch.
Yeah.
Like, Witchwood is this. So, yeah, we're all going to be at that festival, and we're hoping to pitch up a tent there. And if we can find a way of doing... some films, I'd really like to watch some films in the tent.
We'll work something out. Cool. Anyway, talking about films, how pumped are you two to see The Dark Knight Rises? I think this is probably the single most... Yeah, we're tapping the table. That's that side to them. I think this is probably the single most film I want to see at this point. Silence.
Messing with my sweets now. It's cool. You can bend it, shake it any way you want it.
Okay, moving on.
That's a song.
Yeah,
bend me, shake me, any way you want me. Shake me. Yeah.
So, Yama, you looked forward to it?
I do.
Yeah.
I really do. I saw the... Was it the MTV Movie Awards trailer?
You got to be careful. That's not on YouTube now because everyone keeps saying
it. Yeah, some people filmed it, but it's bad quality. It's actually on there, but you have to...
There is a really good quality version of it I found online earlier this morning.
Like, was it on YouTube?
No, it wasn't on YouTube. It was on a different site. I'll see if I can send you a link when I get back.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
I'll tell you what, I think I said this before we went on air, but I was not sure about Anne Hathaway's Catwoman until I saw that trailer. I just think, sold it.
Well, I wasn't sure about The Dark Knight Rises when I saw the first trailer back in, was it October or December?
I mean, that picture, then the dialogue on top of it, the little teaser one.
No, it's the one with Commissioner Gordon in hospital. You know, and
that one. Yeah,
I thought, well, this is gonna be... I wasn't too sure whether or not I wanted to see it.
And I think you have to at this point.
But now I want to see it now. Yeah, I really want to.
I'm looking forward to this, and plus also I'm just glad how they use Bane in this, because after Batman and Robin, fucking hell, that was sad.
There were some rumors actually that there are some references in there. You know, they've got in the trailer, you've got this stadium. and with the American football players, and the ground is shaking and stuff.
Yeah, the explosions. Yeah,
the explosions, and people said on the internet, I think it was a Batman fan page or fan website, and they said that there were links to Robin, actually, that someone's going to play Robin in the new film.
No, Nolan went on. There was this
in the crowd. They had a.
That's just ridiculous. Sorry.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
No, Nolan has gone out and said in public, Robin would never be in his films.
Mm. And that's.
Which makes
that's
sense,
good.
Yeah, because how do you work it in there?
I wouldn't know. Jason Gordon-Levitt, that was the thing. That's what people said. Jason Gordon-Levitt is in there, who is going to play a police officer who's going to help Batman,
okay,
I believe, or Bruce Wayne, I can't remember.
Batman, Bruce Wayne, same person,
No, but he wouldn't know who Bruce Wayne really is, that he's Batman, no. You know?
You well, you might mean? Find out, we don't know. I doubt
that,
it.
That was the rumour that he helped Batman and stuff, and that he was sort of Robin, blah-de-blah-de-blah.
And I don't know, how can you do it? I mean, Batman, Nolan done a really good job in the first film to sort of make this idea of a man dressing up as a bat viable. Yeah. I don't know how you can repeat the process with Robin. Unless they might do this, and I just thought of this. Going back a few years ago, they had a storyline in the comics where Bruce Wayne died. Well, sort of, but he actually was sent back in time. It's complicated shit, and it made no sense. They should have just killed him off, if you ask me, but never mind. And the idea is that the first Robin, Dick Grayson, who at that point was not Robin anymore, he was someone else, actually took on the mantle.
Mm.
So for about a couple of years, he was running around as Batman. So unless they do something like that, where Christopher Nolan sort of says, Christopher Nolan, Christian Bale, different person, goes, fuck this, and this leaves up for this new bloke to do it. Which I can imagine they could actually work that in, that someone else take on the mantle of the Batman.
Yeah.
That could work.
Mm.
But anyway, I'll say one thing. I'm glad
Maybe Gage just make a big puppet of a Batman and do a robot controlled one.
Why not, yeah.
Mm.
Workable. What do you think about it? They've got Wayne Enterprises with all that money, so why not?
Robatman.
Robatman. Batbot.
Like RoboCop,
no,
but Batman
not
mixed
RoboCop,
together.
RoboCop, no.
Oh, God, that'd be dreadful.
Are they gonna, do you reckon they're going to make another one of them one day?
No, they better not. I don't think they can. I think RoboCop was the thing of the 90s and 80s. I think it was around there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was one of those things that should stay there.
But it won't, because that's how things work. As soon as someone clicks onto it, they'll be, oh, let's make a new RoboCop.
I can't see how they're going to do it, though. I mean, it was crap back then.
Hmm.
Well, I think it was quite a risk to make a new Batman as well after Batman and Robin, which was very, very bad.
I don't know. I think
Warner Brothers was a bit scared to make another flop.
I think eventually it would have happened, because I think it's a property. The Spider-Man movies were out before.
I know, but Batman Begins was back in 2003, wasn't it? Batman Begins.
No, I think
first
it came
Christopher Nolan
I think
film.
It was later than that.
Or 2005 then.
Well, you got to remember the Spider-Man films came out first, and they were making a lot of money in the box office. So
yeah, but that was Marvel. That's not.
Yeah, but it's a superhero, and they think of all that stuff the same.
Yeah,
so.
I know, but the Batman and Robin, which was the latest they made in the '90s,
which is shit.
It was in 19.
I can't remember.
97 or something. 98.
I don't want to remember. It's that
all
bad.
I know that Batman Returns, and what was the other ones around then?
Batman Returns was quite good.
That was a good film. Dark Knight.
Danny DeVito.
Blew out the water.
Yeah, that was about 1989, 1990, 1991, 1992, around them times.
And then they made Batman Forever in... Oh, that was 97, actually, because I was six when I watched
Batman Forever was fucking horrible.
It was.
I liked it when I was young. Jim Carrey did an okay job as
Jim
Carrey.
I loved Jim Carrey in that film. I think Jim Carrey has very creepy. I reckon that somebody like that, right, has a creepy but very creepy but funny thing. Just as well, but I suppose in the way Heath Ledger did a bit, but more extra dark.
No. Number one, starters. I never liked the Riddler. I always thought he was a crap villain. I mean, it's like, riddle me this, Batman. Fuck off. How about you doing something serious?
It's definitely cheese. And
it was pure cheese.
But what about the Two-Face then? Tommy Lee Jones has the Two-Face.
Oh, why? I mean, look, they got away with that shit in the comic for years, having to suit one side and all that. They managed to replicate that somewhat in the Dark Knight, mm-hmm. but they did it in a way where it actually sort of made sense, because yeah, his suit's been in the fire,
yeah,
so mm-hmm. it would look a bit different on one side.
But I like the idea of I like the craziness in it, and I think that there is I think that to me says Batman, the craziness, because that's been there all the way from the start. Even though sometimes it's on the craziness has been on the 60s things, on the 60s ones, it was mega cheesy, and I think that line kind of
I don't want to say craziness though, because it's I think pretty much everyone in Batman has some sort of psychological issue. I mean,
that's all it is, isn't it? It's just
well,
like,
let's believe it. Everyone's mental. They all go to Arkham Asylum for crying out loud.
Technically, isn't Gotham City just a mental home?
Yeah, you don't find
like, it. Surely everyone in Gotham City are really just sat there whacking their heads with planks, gone donk donk donk.
And it does seem mental because it's like half these people would have been executed a long time ago.
Yeah,
because let's take the Joker.
Well,
for example.
President would have done something about it.
It's mad, and why would they let a guy dress up as a giant bat run around fighting crime? This is the problem, and I think this is Nolan should be credited for it. When you actually break it down, it can never work in real life.
No.
It's just too stupid.
Just imagine if it actually happened in LA.
Oh, God.
That's where it was based, isn't it?
No, Chicago.
No, it was filmed
in Chicago.
That was for the Dark Knight, it was filmed in Chicago. They moved to Pennsylvania for Dark Knight Rises.
Because from what I remember...
No, they filmed in Chicago as well. I read on the news.
They filmed bits, but they moved most of it to Pennsylvania.
And they filmed in studios as well. Yeah. They filmed in London, but that was for the...
They filmed
Knight.
In lots of places. We got it there. Anyway, I just like to say, I'm glad they fixed Bane's voice.
I read something on the internet that they actually had the set from... I think from the series somewhere. Was it filmed in London? Somewhere outside London?
Yeah, I think they filmed something in London.
I think there was a YouTube video on the internet. Someone actually went to the old set. They still had the set down there.
What's that for? Okay.
I think it was for the TV series.
What, the 1960s?
Batman TV series, yeah.
I don't know. Because I'm pretty sure... Something that I read somewhere again, Green Hornet / Lone Ranger stuff, was that Green Hornet's set in LA, I think.
I haven't got a clue.
I'll have a look in a minute, but I'm pretty sure it was set in LA, and Gotham City was something to do with LA. But
if any of you guys say Gotham's more left New York,
yeah,
you know, certainly that's the way it's portrayed in the comics. The way they portray it, because there's two massive cities in DC's stories. One is Metropolis, where Superman lives, and the other one's Gotham. And the idea is...
I think Metropolis is New York, then.
Yeah, I think both of them are New York.
Mm.
Metropolis is New York at daytime, you know, bright, shiny, ooh, happy, happy. Gotham is New York at night.
Yeah.
And that's how they say it. Anyway, we've gone on this for a long time.
Yeah
we have.
Sorry, I just the closest one by just saying, I just love the fact they changed Tom Hardy's voice in Bane, because that didn't make any sense to begin with.
No.
Imagine that conversation. All right, you be Bane, I be Batman.
Okay, yeah. Right. The first edit, yeah? So when they...
Yeah, first edit, so when they first did the voice.
With the prologue, yeah.
Where you couldn't make... Okay. Where it didn't make sense.
Where's your Bane? Sound like a pig. Like
he's a pig eating. Yeah, that's the noise.
How can
it's like a pig at the farm?
But that's the thing is,
quank, quank.
Christian Bale's voice.
Would Batman be a shepherd?
Oh God, shepherd, a shepherd with pigs. That's not how it works.
No, I know.
Yeah, he'd be a pig farmer.
Yeah, I know, but just. You're too serious for this.
Yeah, I am. But anyway, I don't know. I'm glad they changed it because it wouldn't make sense. You got Tom Hardy can't say a single word. Then you got Christian Bale doing a...
Where is he?
Like he's got a fucking... Yeah. It's like he got a fucking hedgehog stuck down his throat. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, about films, we saw The Dark Knight Rises the other week.
Last week,
actually.
Yeah.
And I was, because I loved the film, really. I'm not going to spoil anything for it. There's no spoilers here now, but...
No spoilers.
I watched the, someone actually filmed the ending of the film, the last 2 minutes or so. They uploaded it on YouTube, and people were discussing the end of the film, really.
You know, I can understand putting out your own spoiler film, but make it very clear, you know, this is spoilers. You know, if you don't want to see it, don't view it.
Mm.
Yeah, but, you know, people were discussing that, well, no, it's ending like this, and no, Nolan means this, and no, he does this, and blah, 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 blah. They were discussing with each other, and I thought, well, I wanted to quote something, I wanted to do a very bad quote, I wanted to say, why so serious? But which is from The Dark Knight, by the way. But really, why would you mind that it's, you know, that people have other opinions about something, you know?
Because people are moronic. And to be honest, in the end of the day, it's very simple ended and it works well, if you ask me. It's the ending I never thought he would give the character. It's the ending I most certainly would have not given the character, but in many ways, it's the ending that the character needed.
Yeah, basically, if you, I know we're not spoiling anything, but what's the guy's name again? Harold? I can't even remember his name now.
Batman.
No, it's Butler.
Oh, Alfred.
Alfred, that's it.
Basically, Harold.
I don't know why Harold. Basically, what happens, right? I'm not going to spoil it, but Harold.
Alfred.
It doesn't matter. Alfred, he gets Batman, finds his cave. Well, he knows where his cave is anyway, and basically the ending is that they have a bum fuck.
You have just what enraged Batman did nerds you see? Across the world.
Huh?
Did you have your 3D glasses on?
Yeah, I did. You could see his dick in 3D. It pops out the screen. Very gross.
And of course...
was it filmed by Alfred Hitchcock?
Then, came over as
yeah,
well.
Harold Hitchcock.
My God.
God. We are so going to be murdered in our sleeps now for doing that.
I get murdered in my sleep every night because I dream about it. I don't really.
Okay, on that shocking revelation.
And on that bombshell, we say goodbye again. Thank you. Interesting.
Dark Knight Rises. You know what? People are going to be saying, oh, it's not as good as The Dark Knight. And you know what the point is? You know what? It was never going to be. It's like in every trilogy. Look, this is how it works, and this is pretty much universal. First film, okay. Second film, the best. Third film, you know, it's an okay film, but it's not as good as the second one, and it's never going to be, because the first film has to deal with setting up the universe and these characters. The second film is simply, let's go nuts. And then the third film is essentially how I'm going to tie it all back together.
I don't know if you can compare it with The Dark Knight, actually, because it's a completely different film.
Yes, it are actually, yes.
In a way.
Actually,
it's not completely different, but in a way.
Of them.
Is that not the idea of them anyway? That's kind of...
Yeah, I think that's the idea.
It's kind of like they've got to be different films.
They're not so much different films. They're also different genres to some degree. Batman Begins is about straight-up superhero as the series ever got. Then The Dark Knight, that's a crime thriller.
Well, yeah, I wrote this...
Sorry.
I read this thing on YouTube. It was a comment on YouTube, and somebody said, well, The Dark Knight is basically about Batman, and The Dark Knight Rises is more about Bruce Wayne, the story.
I can see that, yeah. Although I would argue, no, well, The Dark Knight is more about the idea that the Joker and Batman are two sides of the same coin. But then again, I would argue that Bane was more or less that aspect as well.
Yeah.
But no, it's like I said, Dark Knight, that was like a crime thriller. That really was like CSI Gotham in some areas.
We should do that.
And the last film, that was more of a sort of a disaster/war film. And in many ways, and I love this aspect, Bane was pretty much Batman in many ways. He was basically, if Batman became evil... No, honestly, if you have not seen Dark Knight Rises yet, just see it. It's a good film.
Yeah, it's a good film.
And I don't think, I think, sadly, we just cannot talk about that film without going into the other incident.
Yeah.
In America.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'll say this, these films are cursed or something. You know, I was talking to someone, and this person couldn't understand what was so bad about it. Well, he understood that it was wrong, obviously. He knew it was a tragic, and of course, what he meant is, he said that the amount of attention that some people are giving it is like 9/11 all over again. And I sort of had to sit down and explain to him. Now, in some ways, it is. Because when you think of the movie cinema, it's the places where we go to retreat from reality, where we get away from all this shit. It's where we just escape from how shit life can be and just for a few hours just go somewhere magical. And then for someone, you know, I'll get you there, where you'd be honest, of all places, you should be safe.
Yeah, the film films are supposed to be there for escapism, basically.
I know, and
for something like that to happen while you're trying to escape from the world, you know, it's kind of not very fair, is it?
And I think this is probably the bit what gets me most about this entire tragedy. This was a midnight screening of a Batman film. Who goes to these screenings? These are serious comic book and film geeks.
Yeah.
And I was chatting to, you know, an American friend I got, you know, he pretty much only ever communicated online. And he was telling me after going to a midnight screening, he really felt unsafe in his city. And he's never done that in his life before. He's always felt safe. And I think that's the true irony, because when you actually evaluate, what is the film about? It's about a guy who literally give everything he have so someone can go to a goddamn movie theater and feels safe in there. And one thing, this tragedy, and of course this happens every time, the issue of gun control comes into debate. Now, I like to all add, well, look, me and Johnny, we grew up in the UK, Yama grew up in Holland. You know, I don't know so much about Holland, but they're pretty much gun-free zones, more or less.
Yeah, they are.
Mm.
So, you know, we grew up, not the concept of having a gun is sort of lost to me, because why would I want one? It's just, I never needed one.
Yeah, you just kind of...
We had this incident in the shopping centre, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, and a guy, he went mental, really. He shot, I don't know how many people, he shot a lot of people. That was the first big incident we had with someone actually shooting people. He actually killed people, and then after that he killed himself. That was a big incident, really. It was a couple of years ago, and there were discussions about gun control as well. We can't own a gun at home. Yeah, that's a good thing, in my opinion.
And I would genuinely agree. And there was this argument put forward by some American politicians and the NRA and gun nuts, which is, if people have more guns,
yeah, the NRA. Sorry, happen. The NRA is the National Rifle Association.
Yeah, also as I like to call it, Dickheads United.
Is that here or is that in America?
No, that's in America.
In America, yeah, they are more Second Amendment all the way. Not fuck the rest of the Constitution. Second Amendment. No, the problem is there are people who got this attitude is because they have this thing called a concealed weapon license.
Mm.
Where you can have a license that you can keep a weapon on you at all times concealed where no one can see it.
Yeah.
And the idea is they have this philosophy, which is the more guns there are in people's hands, if an event like this happens, someone can reach out, get the gun and shoot him. And I just like to point out, and this was made by an American politician who said, no, I don't know about this state, but in the state where I'm from, they have the concealed license. And I can't help but think if this state had it, then maybe the tragedy could have been prevented. And, you know, this is so dumb on two levels because, number one, the state this happened in does have a concealed, does have this law. People could have these guns on them. And secondly, let's just go through the events. This guy's chucked in smoke canisters. So no one knew what the fuck was going on. You have this situation where no one can see anything. Then he started firing. Now, let's imagine if a bunch of other people, let's say about two or three, pulled out their guns and started firing. What's going to happen?
What if they did it there?
Yeah, if that happened, if people had more guns on them and started firing at this guy, you've got to get a clusterfuck when no one knows what's going on.
Yeah.
People are dropping like flies because you can't see a goddamn thing and you're just shooting. So more people are being killed without any reason. And then, you know, what happens with all these situations? The police come in. They're going to be armed up to the fucking teeth. They don't know who's the gunman because everyone's got their guns out. They're going to think it's a team of guys and then everyone's going to get taken out.
Yeah.
It is so fucking dumb, decided that more guns will make everything peaceful. It's like the idea that if everyone has nuclear weapons, guess what? No one will ever have a war again because everyone's going to be scared or fine with them. No, guess what, people? People are fucking morons and they will launch it for the sake of it. I mean,
it's like everyone's got a gun pointed to each other's head. Right.
Yeah.
And, and whoever shoots first, once one shoots, they're all going to shoot at the same time, and everyone dies.
And it's built on the philosophy is that no one's dumb enough to do it. And the fact is, what world are we living in? We're not all rational players. There are crazy people out there. I mean, this incident proves it, that are willing to do it. And to quote the line out of The Dark Knight, and I think this line is so true, and it's a pull of wisdom. Some men literally do want to watch the world burn.
Yeah.
And you know what would help prevent that? If they can't walk into a shop and legally buy a couple of fucking AK-47s.
Well, the thing is, I think they are going to investigate now whether or not he used his university to buy certain stuff for these explosive at his home.
Yeah, because wasn't he doing room. Like
he had booby traps in his room.
He was doing a medical thing, wasn't he? Which I guess to some extent would need some sort of chemical knowledge.
Yeah, he was a PhD student.
Yeah, neuroscience.
No.
Yeah, right, okay.
Well, the thing about guns as well in the States, I saw this news report from years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, and this news report, he told actually that a lot of children, they shoot themselves by accident because their parents keep guns at home in America.
I know.
There was one where this woman packed a gun in a kid's lunchbox or something.
Oh.
And it was in a nursery school, and I think a little kiddie got shot, I think.
Oh, my God.
I think it wasn't so long ago. I think it was, like, last year.
A few years ago, American Congresswoman Gabrielle Griffin was shot in the head.
Ooh.
By a gunman. You don't remember that story?
No.
I'm not sure.
Oh, right. Well, afterwards, there was proposed legislation. What was said, look, we're not going to ban guns, but what we are going to do is say we're going to ban some of these larger clips so you carry less bullets. And the idea is, because what normally happens in these situations, when the guy stops to reload, someone usually plays the hero and tackles him to the ground and stops him. Now, if he has less ammunition in a clip, that's going to happen a lot sooner and he will kill a lot less people. But you not know, because the NRA turned up saying, Second Amendment all the way. Yeah, we have the right to bear arms. It's unlimited. We can carry AK-47s around. Like, what point do you need a fucking AK-47? Sorry, but I can understand a handgun to some degree.
It's that not like, I'm homeless. I need a rifle. I'm homeless. It's like, that sounds like, I can use this for any excuse.
I can understand a handgun for self-defense. I can understand that.
Can't understand that, really.
I need a bazooka.
We don't need it here in Europe.
I know, yeah. And I agree with you. I can understand, because the point is, you're never going to be able to get rid of all the guns in America legally. It's just not going to happen.
My neighbor's a prick. I want a bazooka, please.
Yeah, you know, it's too ingrained into the culture. So the fact is, handguns, look, I don't like it, but I can bear with it. You know, that is something, if I was American, I can live with. Hunting rifles, I get that. Hunting rifles are legal in this country if you have a license and it's heavily regulated. And I have had guns in the past. I'm not shy. I don't shy away from them. Mm. I just don't see the need for one. But an AK-47, an assault rifle, what the fuck do you need an assault rifle for? It makes no sense. And you know, I'm not going to say let's get rid of all guns. I'm not going to make that argument. It's pointless. But what I would say, and you know, I know that there's going to be a lot of Americans saying, oh my God, you're British. You're not an American. Why the fuck are you commentating on our stuff? And it's like, because I give a damn about people. And yeah, you are kind of right. No, it's not my country. And it's up to you guys.
Well, it's a completely different culture as well. Maybe if we were American, we would have more...
Maybe if we were American, maybe we would be attached to guns. Maybe we would see the point in them. But the fact is, I don't. And you know, there's always this argument is, oh, I lived in a rough area. We have gangs around me. And I need a gun for protection. In fact, you know what? That was me. I've lived around gangs in the past. I know gang members. Crying out loud.
You know gang members?
Sorry?
You know gang members?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You know, some people are really good guys. Dick. Other people can be complete dicks. And, you know, I've been in those areas. For God's sake, Gloss is full of them. And, you know, I have never needed a gun. I have never felt unsafe.
Sorry, you're saying Gloucester is full of gang members?
Well, there are gang members. It's not completely bad, but there are there. I mean, if you look at... I mean, I think the problem is, I mean, you've only ever seen the good bits of Gloucester.
Yeah.
I mean, you're probably... I like this, Johnny, if you're listening to people calling, I'll let this little bit cut out because, obviously, I don't want to give people the wrong impression, but some of the areas around GM can be a bit rough.
No, no, you should keep it in because the thing is...
You know, no, I don't want to give people the wrong impression because some people would say, oh, it's rough around there. And the fact is, you know, it does appear a bit rough. And you know, there are some people down there who are dicks who will start a fight. But overall, I had nothing but genuine positive experiences down there. I met some really lovely people. And I have never felt so accepted by a community in my life. Stonewall is a nice place. There's unfortunately just a few twats lets it down and it gives it that reputation. It's like Barton Street. Barton Street probably got the worst reputation in the whole of Gloucester. And I used to think really bad of it until I actually got down there and actually met people who lived along there. You know, the moment when I started GFM, that really opened my eyes. And yeah, I think it's one of the most multicultural and brilliant places there is.
The thing is that everywhere has their own crap places.
I know, it's like when we were joking in... like when we were going through Cheltenham, we were taking a piss out of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
And we were sort of talking... I mean, you remember this, Charlie, when we were going through Cheltenham at 2000 Trees. And we were talking about Alex's new house, and just the fact is, you've got to have to be careful here.
Oh, yeah.
I know what area you mean, then.
And unfortunately, that area has a really bad reputation. It really does.
Near Morrison's, isn't it?
Well, I used to cycle through these rough areas when I went to secondary school.
And I went to a rough area in secondary school where my secondary school was.
Mm. It was perfectly all right for me, really. Even during the night, but maybe because I cycled quite fast now. But
you outrun them.
No, but...
That's what I used to do in Walcott as well. I used to get on my bike on purpose. I'd only go out on my bike because I know I'd outrun them on my bike.
But it was perfectly all right. Yeah. I think you also have a sense for, you know, where to go to and where not to go to in these rough areas.
Hmm. Well, fair enough. Maybe because we're just European and Europe's a nicer place.
Yeah.
Everyone loves each other.
Well, I suppose rough areas in the States are really...
Yeah, maybe because rough areas are really rough because they got a lot of guns. Maybe it ties back into that.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is an argument I use every time. They sort of say, it's not proven that reduce of guns reduce violence. And you know what? No, it doesn't. But you know what it does do? It limit their effect. If this guy really wanted to kill each other and kill people and he couldn't get out of a gun, what he would have done? You would have took a knife. Not so one or two people might have went down. And that would have been a tragedy in its own right. But you know what? 12 people have died.
Mm.
That's what we're talking about. It's literally, I know this is heartless. I know this is cynical, but we are talking about damage control, people. And if you can appreciate the difference between 3 lives and 12, then I've really got to consider, are you a rational thinker?
Well, we all know that I am going to outshine one of you.
Yes.
Your punishment must be more severe. And I'm Garth's reckoning.
I love how they work with a posh British guy. I thought that was a good choice.
But you have to put your hand over your mouth as well, don't you?
So it sounds like this. Or maybe you could do like this. Oh, yes.
Quack, quack, maybe quack, I can do like this.
Quack, quack, quack.
Let the games begin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was quite good.
Yeah.
Let the games begin. The path of the plan. The fire shall rise.
I'm just quoting shit I remember now. Maybe I should just start doing some other stuff as well.
Yes, I would like 2 sausages, a bag of chips, and a pot of sauce.
I'm glad they cleared up the voice. Because my big concern walking into that movie, you couldn't tell what they were saying, because you got Christian Bale going, "Where is he?" And then you have,
Can you do Christian Bale? I'll do Bane then. Can you try it, Ryan?
He must have friends.
But he had
Batman.
That sounds like Sean Connery.
Where is he? Where's the drugs? He must have friends.
That's the only cry I remember.
That's from The Dark Knight.
You know, funny enough, I was going for the film again in my head, and I just sort of realised how many stories he stole from the comics. I mean, the whole retired Betty.
Yeah, he used things from the comics. He did.
Yeah, he used so much throughout the whole films. I mean, yeah. Let's take the last one, Dark Knight Rises. You know, the whole Batman in retirement thing, that is Dark Knight Returns. You know, probably the best Batman story ever told. It's basically Batman's an old man. He's been in retirement for years, and he came out of retirement. And it's basically Batman the old day pensioner beating people up. And that actually sounds... It's actually a lot cooler than it sounds.
Bring me the girl, yes.
Happy time.
That was bad.
There's a storm coming, Mr. Wayne.
I wish they referenced the Joker at least once.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan. No one cared who I was until I put on the mask. It will be extremely painful. That's a very bad impression, by the way. Yes, it is. Okay, thank you. I don't know why I'm talking to myself. Well, I'm not talking to you either. There's a voice in my head then. Yes, that's possible. When Gotham is ashes, you have my permission to die.
That was a very good line. Because he had that pause. One pause for about half a beat, and then he just goes... It was just literally...
When Gotham is in ashes...
Yeah, thank you.
Then you have my permission to die.
Yeah, he's got a sort of... in his voice.
Yes. He's like he's asking a question about everything. He's always musing everything.
When Gotham is you might want ashes... want Chinese or pizza.
You have my permission to die. Yeah, that's... It's like that. Sorry.
Would you like Chinese or pizza?
I think that what we stumble on. We could do a whole series of this Bane ordering shit.
Yes, I want a pepperoni on margarita, a Hawaiian.
I would like a pepperoni pizza. And I would like lots of nice things.
Hello, and welcome
to McDonald's. Can I take your orders, please?
Can I take your orders, please?
Yes, I will like a pepperoni pizza. I like some. I like a Big Mac with extra fries.
Are we just been three Banes now?
The Bane Brothers.
Essentially, it's Bane ordering McDonald's.
The Bane Cast.
Calm down, Docker.
That's the perfect bait advert.
Let's just skip all the stuff we just talked about and just do the main cast.
Yeah. We'll just
cheers, by the way.
Let's go. We'll just do everything in a Bane voice.
Yeah, we're talking about the handkerchief code. We found out what it means if you have a yellow handkerchief.
It's a funny swear.
You wear a dark blue handkerchief. You're willing to take it in the rusty wagon wheel. Have you seen this mask? Of course I want to do some BSMM.
Was that an impression of...
I'm adaptable.
Michael Caine the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was only 16 years old.
I won't
this week
you.
Or next week.
I've buried enough of your members of your family. You.
Walking straight after that spot, I didn't remember that scene where Lucius talking about the autopilot.
No, I didn't remember that either until I saw it on.
Yeah, I remember that a bit later, and I said, it makes sense. Of course he wouldn't. Of course he wouldn't die because Batman always have escape plan.
Yeah, and that's what people were talking about on YouTube. He said, no, he died, and I think his name is Blake in the film. Robin, the Robin guy. No, he's not going to be Batman, because Batman is still alive. No, he's going to be Batman, because
he had enough.
Yeah, because Batman is not a man. Batman is a character,
an
symbol.
Idea, yes. Yeah. I love that idea, because Nolan brought two themes through all the movies, which is... what motivates people to do what they do? What motivates Joker to cause chaos? What motivates Bane to try to blow up an entire city? What motivates a man to put on a mask?
Did you actually see that Detective Gordon
looked into the sky if he saw the Batman down in the Batman in the sky. Because you know, you see the bat signal at the end. He puts his hand on it. He thinks, "Oh, hey, that's the bat signal." And
that is beautiful.
It's still there. Then he looks into the sky if he sees him somewhere.
I actually saw one or two people crying at the end when we walked out, just briefly. And I must say, if it wasn't for the fact that I'm too much of a man, I think I probably would have as well.
I need you to get me back in the game.
We won't destroy Gotham.
Yeah, Johnny's
talking to some Jehovah's Witnesses on the door.
What are you?
No, I am not a friend in Christ. I am Gotham's Reckoning.
Oh, no, that'd be brilliant. On a call center call.
Bring, 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 bring.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'd like to renew my car insurance on the Tumblr.
Sorry, can you say it again?
I would like to renew the car insurance on the Tumblr.
On the Tumblr?
Yes, we have 3 Tumblrs. We have stolen them from a top secret lab in Wayne Enterprises.
You know the Tumblr...
I would like to renew the car insurance.
Sorry, sir. I don't know what you're on, but you know that Tumblr isn't a car. Tumblr is a website. It's a blogging website. You can post things on there.
It is a military-grade military vehicle.
So I don't care, sir. It's not in my system. I tried to look it up. Tumblr, it doesn't exist. It's not registered whatsoever.
I shall be your system's reckoning.
Can you please talk into the microphone?
I am disabled, you twat.
You're disabled?
If I take off this mask...
Sorry, sir. I'm not a disabled twat. I'm just customer service.
Sir, I'm going to put down the phone now. Sir, if you're going to be listening polite to me, I'm going to have to put down the phone. I'm sorry. Do you understand? Do you understand? Sir, why do you keep talking over me? This is very... You're being very rude now at this moment.
I will break you, motherfucker.
You know, let's put it this way. If a guy like that, he just wouldn't be able to cope in real life situations. He just wouldn't. I mean, he would take him seriously. He walks up to a McDonald's.
I would like a Big Mac and cheese.
Sorry, can you say that again, sir?
I would like a Big Mac and cheese.
Can you open your mouth a bit wider when you talk? Sorry, what was that again? A Big
Mac and cheese.
Oh, okay.
A big mug of
A big mug of cheese. And would you like...
A Big Mac and cheese.
A big mug of cheese.
I would like some fries with that.
You'd like some fries with that?
I would like some fries with
Some fries with that.
You see, he wouldn't cope. And plus also, even if he managed to get his order, how would he eat it?
Hi, I'm Siri. Welcome to our new game, Why So Serious? Siri says some quotes and you have to tell us the one that's not from a Batman film. Number 1. If someone stands in the way of true justice, you simply walk up behind them and stab them in the heart. Number 2. Hey? Did you just take his wallet? He just took that guy's wallet. Number 3. Riddle me this, riddle me that, who's afraid of the big black bat? This special edition of the In the Dark podcast, the Banecast, was directed by Robin Smith and Yelma Lely-Vold. It was produced and edited by Johnny Robinson. The Banecast is a Radio Shock Media production.
Soundgorillas.co.uk.